This is 89.1 WEMU, and I welcome you to Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is our weekly get-together with Mary Morgan. Mary is the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor and joins us each week to share some of the engagement opportunities you have in local government and in community quality of life endeavors. It's good to hear your voice again, Mary.
David Fair, how the heck are you?
You know, life is always good, and I'm certainly glad to be back with you after a week off. How was your week?
It was terrific. There's lots going on. Summertime is definitely started with Sonic Lunch and the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, so it's a great time of year.
Yeah, art fair is right around the corner, so we're looking forward to that as well. More immediately, there is an Ann Arbor City Council work session tonight, and the subject matter, at least part of the discussion, is going to be on building a healthy Ann Arbor. What exactly does that entail?
Well, it's a pretty broad umbrella. The City Council and anybody who's watching is going to get updates on the DDA, Downtown Development Authority's People-Friendly Street Project, which is going to reconfigure some of the downtown streets, including making First and Ashley potentially two-way stretch, which both of those are now north-south one-way, so that'll be a significant difference. So that's going to be on the agenda. There'll be a presentation from Parks and Recreation about some of the initiatives that are going on there. And then there's also a kind of a general umbrella called sustainability initiatives. That includes things like recycling. It includes there's a new office of sustainable sustainability and innovation, so the council will learn more about that. So it's going to be kind of an interesting presentation, I think.
If you put it all together with the conversations that have been ongoing over the past decade or so, you can kind of peek out into the future and see definitely a more sustainable Ann Arbor. Is that the sense you have as well?
You know, sustainability for me seems to be kind of a buzzword now that I'm not sure what the real meaning is of that. And I think that the thing that, you know, for me, an issue is sustainability is the whole affordable housing debate, which I don't think they're going to touch on much tonight, but I could be wrong. And I think that, you know, the tax base, can people afford to live here? Can people afford housing? That really, when you're talking sustainability, for me is, you know, an important thing.
And right, you have to take development into consideration as you look at what this community is going to look at and who is going to be able to actually stay in the community instead of just working in the community. Speaking of being in the community, an ongoing topic of conversation has been the relationship between police and the community, and that is coming up again this week.
Yeah, you know, the council created a task force to look at to make recommendations for how to create a new commission that will focus on police community relations. And so that task force has really been doing some deep work. They've been holding sessions to listen to community experiences, so they are asking people to come and just describe what they have experienced from the police, but also what they would like to see in terms of the relationship with our police department. So there's a listening session happening tomorrow, Tuesday, June 12th, and that's going to take place at the Community Television Network studios on South Industrial. It starts at 7. And then they're holding another one actually tonight at Arrowwood, specifically for residents of Arrowwood, that housing community. So, you know, I think they're doing good work. It's part of the Human Rights Commission for the city, and the Human Rights Commission is actually also meeting this week. I believe that's on Thursday. So, you know, a lot of effort is going into this, and I'll be interested to see what kind of recommendations they make.
Well, as will we all, and of course you'll hear about them as part of the Civ City Initiative and how that moves forward, and right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. You are listening to Civic Matters, our weekly conversation with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative, and we're covering some of your civic engagement opportunities in the week ahead and beyond. And as we look towards those primary elections in Washtenaw County, which are extraordinarily important, Many races will be decided right then and there, despite the fact that there will be an election in November as well. There's a lot of folks that need to be employed in order for an election to go off successfully. And I'm guessing at this point, we're still in a pretty good need of poll workers.
Absolutely. You know, I think that that's always a need. It's a really, it's a difficult job in a lot of ways because it's grueling. You have to, your day starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, polls open at 7. You're there all day.
And it's nonstop.
And it's nonstop, and depending on the turnout, it can be either unbearably boring or really stressful. I guess I'm not really selling this very well, but it's such an important work for our democracy, and it really is something that I think I hope that people, if they have the flexibility of their schedule, that they'll think about doing it. The pay starts at $11 an hour, and
that,
you know,
falls a little short of the way I've heard you describe it before, which is a glamorous way to support our democracy.
That's right. It's all about the glamour. Well, you know, some people bring in treats for the poll workers to say thank you. So there's that, and you can see your neighbors and get a behind the scenes look at what it takes to pull off an election. So I would encourage people to apply. You'll have application or link to more information on WEMU's site, and we'll have it on Sid City as well.
And while we're talking about elections, obviously we need poll workers who can be there for those who are casting votes, but it's also important for as many people as possible to actually cast those votes. And the deadline for getting registered for the August 7th primary election is July 9th. Do you have a sense that this is an election that is inspiring enough passion to increase turnout?
I'm ever hopeful and usually disappointed, but maybe this election cycle will prove different. There are in the Ann Arbor mayor and city council, as well as some of the other state races, there are competitive races, which is good to see in the primary. So I think people, you know, if they care, this is the time to, especially in the Ann Arbor area, you know, very heavily Democratic, a lot of Republicans. I don't think there are any Republicans running for mayor or council. So this is the August election is it. So I'm hopeful that people will be more aware and actually show up to the polls.
Well, it's going to be interesting, of course, when it comes to the early year elections. We're talking about 10%, and these kind of elections, maybe 25%. It's presidential years that draw us the most voters. And I think in order to have a representative democracy, we need to even that out throughout all of the elections.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this year, because it's a gubernatorial race, that there will be a little bit heightened awareness because the candidates will be, you know, promoting themselves for the primary. So hopefully we'll see more than 20% turnout for the primary. And again, that registration deadline is July 9th. It's pretty far out and sometimes catches people unawares. Of course, if you've registered once and haven't moved, you don't have to register again. You're good to go.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to Civic Matters with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. And one of the ways we celebrate our right to vote is on Independence Day. And people do have an opportunity to still sign up and be a part of the Ann Arbor 4th of July parade, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. You have until June 22nd if you want to enter the parade and actually march in it. With your organization or, you know, as a political candidate, I think everybody's probably aware if they're running for office. There will be a heavy contingency of politicians.
Absolutely.
This year. But they are also, the JCs also need volunteers to you know, help manage the parade route. And then, of course, it's just fun to go and watch the Ann Arbor Parade or the Ypsilanti Parade, which is a very different, much larger affair. Many other communities, of course, have July 4th parades as well.
Yeah, and it's always fun to get out there. Have you ever marched?
Yes. I marched when we were. I was working with the original Ann Arbor News, and marched as a Civ City contingency, and then have done some other things related to the parade in over the years. It's a lot of fun, and it can be hot, but if you find a spot in the shade, it's a really fun community experience.
I've got to do it a couple of times, once in Ann Arbor, a couple times in Ypsilanti, and the best part is the kids. The kids just love to see those things go by. And, of course, you're throwing out candy and other little items that they just love to get. And they just have the best time. And for me as an adult, watching the kids enjoy that much, well, that's the best part.
I agree. I also really get a kick out of some of the costumes that people wear. It can be very creative.
And this is a very creative area, isn't it?
That's true. That's very true.
Well, thank you so much, Mary. I appreciate it, and I'll look forward to our next conversation next Monday.
Likewise. Have a great week.
That is Mary Morgan. She is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. And to sign up for the Civ City Weekly Newsletter, I encourage you to visit her website at civcity.org. For more details on and information on today's Civic Matter topics, you can visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.